USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials said Monday that their gross domestic product expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down economic activity. In April, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open their wallets. After big tech censoring of President Trump and other conservatives in recent months, State Representative Tom Kading in North Dakota introduced a bill that would put social media giants like Twitter and Facebook in legal trouble for restricting political posts in North Dakota. No word on when the measure would be voted on. The winner at the Sony Open in Honolulu, Hawaii, belonged to Kevin Na. He won for the fourth time in a row. Na was three shots behind with six holes to play for a one-shot victory with a birdie on the final hole. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As the nation prepares for a new president, the nation's capital looks more like a war zone than a place to celebrate. Washington, D.C.'s military buildup is not only happening at the nation's capital, but also at state capitals. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki reports.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration, but some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more of a risk for violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit-or-miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some awesome divisional playoffs in the National Football League over the weekend have revealed who's moving on and the guys that get to watch the remainder of the 2020 season from the couch. On Saturday, the Packers beat the Rams 32-18. The Bills knocked out the Ravens 17-3. On Sunday, the Chiefs beat the Browns 22-17. And finally, the Breeze versus Brady showdown has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers moving on with the win over the Saints 30-20. Drew Breeze after the game.
There are obviously so many incredible memories, so many incredible relationships that have come as a result of playing this game. And man, you find out so much about yourself, and you have to fight through so much, you know, when you play this game. And I say this season probably had to fight through more than I've ever had to in any other season in my career. From injury to all the COVID stuff to just crazy circumstances, man, it was worth every moment of it. Absolutely.
Tom Brady after the game.
Yeah, just so proud of our, you know, everyone, the whole organization, you know, our coaches have put in so much work and effort getting us this point and preparing us every day and just done an amazing job. And, you know, guys really come together. It's a really unique team. And we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice. And we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining. So it's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but... You know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.